time. I did a lot of oil paintings of children in polio calipers and things like that. What else did I do? Oh, I covered one of the crutches in a super saturated sugar solution to kind of talk to the polio on the sugar cubes. What else did I do? I made a caliper from I got an old vintage boot, and I made a caliper from Meccano pieces, so real old Meccano pieces. So I think that was all I did.
That was amazing.
Yeah, it was a really strong, so that was in my third year in college. It was a really strong piece of work, and we had to do a show, and it was not in the normal venue that we would have it. So a couple of curators saw it, and then it was actually the day before my finals, before my final show, I showed that show in school, and then I did my finals show the next day. So I had the two of them going at once. But there was so many people came to that show in school and bought work because it reminded them of their brothers and sisters or their, you know, uncles or aunties or whatever. It really sort of resonated with a lot of people. And I called it the March of the Shillings, I suppose because of the March of the Dimes, but we didn't have dimes. So.
Wow, sounds amazing. And did you feel that it... It was a cathartic, or was
very
it?
Much so. Yeah, I really felt that I was so sorry I didn't do it while he was alive, you know, so that he would have seen it and maybe helped me with it. But it just gave me such a greater understanding of everything that he had gone through. Mm-hmm. So difficult for him, you know. Now, he did make things difficult for himself too, because he wouldn't take help. Excuse me. But. Yeah, it really, really helped me kind of get to a place where I understood a lot more about him, about a lot more about what he went through, you know, and why he was the way he was, and maybe why he drank so much, you know. So that was kind of, it was a good thing to do. Yeah.
I'm nearly done now. So I was going to, I meant to ask this at the start. It's like, what's your memory of him? Like, obviously, you saw him. How was your abiding memory physically of him, and could you describe him to us?
I suppose probably standing at the door with his hand up onto the door, sort of resting onto it, and he'd be holding court, telling stories, making people laugh. But that's how I see him. I see him kind of like standing in the kitchen, kind of half in the kitchen, half in the dining room, and he'd stand talking to people. And the leg would be kind of thrown out because he'd be really comfortable because he knew everybody. But like he'd adopt that stance if he had anything to say to you. You know, they're good or bad, that'd be it. He'd stand up against the wall with his hand on the door frame and just sort of hold court, you know. He was very funny.
Yeah.
Well,
that's great. The one which was great, which kind of stood out, was his brother breaking into the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
So could
Brian.
You,
Brian was going off to England. He